This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The death count is expected to surpass 200 in the aftermath of the most devastating wildfires in Australia's history. More than 1,800 homes have been destroyed, and now a man has been charged with arson in one fire that killed 21 people. Our friend Richard Glover of the Australian Broadcasting Corporation joins us now. Richard, thanks so much for being with us.
Scott, thank you very much.
Where are you and what have you seen?
Well, I'm in a town called Healesville. It's still very smoky here. It's surrounded by fires, but the fires are not killing anybody anymore, although there are about 12 in the state. The really sort of terrible things happened about a week ago, and towns were completely incinerated to a degree. I mean, we've lived with fire, Scott, for ever in Australia. We're really used to them. They're a terrible part of the amazing beauty of this country, but these fires were of a different order to any other we've really dealt with, and people say mm-hmm. that there were towns that were simply incinerated. There's a town called Marysville, which is not far from me, where it seems that one in five people died. Only today, a week on, have the residents been allowed back in. They weren't allowed even out of the bus. The police really only let them in to explain why they hadn't been letting them in up to now, because mm-hmm. the residents were saying, please let us in, and the police said, it's too awful.
Richard, we necessarily have concentrated and continued to report the human death toll, but it must be noted that the number of animals who have been killed and or injured and are still in danger of starving is utterly fantastic to contemplate.
We've lost 450,000 hectares of bushland. So even if you only rate it as two animals per hectare, that's nearly a million native Australian animals. It's probably something like that or maybe more. I spent most of the morning today at the Healesville Sanctuary, which has about 300,000 visitors each year, many of them international, and I know a lot of Americans have been contacting the sanctuary over the last few days to wonder about it. It's always dealt with wounded animals, and so now it finds itself in the middle of a fire storm. And so people have been bringing these wounded animals. Today I spent a lot of time there, but I went to see a koala carer. Mm-hmm. And I walked into her house. The animals come into the sanctuary and get triaged, and then they go to carers if they've got any hope of survival. So I walk into her house, and I think, to be honest, that she must be a real koala fan, because I see around the house these laundry baskets. And in the laundry baskets, there are toy koalas, like stuffed toys, mm-hmm. Tourist toys, and sprigs of eucalypts, of gum leaves in the laundry basket next to these toys. And I think, gee, she's a little bit nutty. But when I look more carefully, there are real live koalas sitting behind the toys. And these are babies, and she understands through years of experience that because they're baby koalas, they need a mother figure. Yeah. And so she has these toys, and these very badly burnt koalas with their paws bandaged with this blue tape, and they're sitting in these laundry baskets with their arms around these toy koalas that you would buy at a tourist shop, trying with their singed fur, hugging these pretend mothers, whilst this woman feeds saline drips into them, trying to save their lives.
Oh, Richard. Richard, I can't thank you enough. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Scott, let me tell you one other thing. You know, Australians always say, see you later at the end of the conversation.
Yeah.
See you later, mate, see you later. And around these towns, as I've gone through in the last day, I haven't heard it. People just hug each other in the street, and they say, stay safe.
Oh. Richard, thanks so much for finding the time for us.
Thank you, Scott.
Our friend Richard Glover of the Australian Broadcasting Corporation speaking from southeastern Australia.